Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Vine and is presented by Williams Redlich.
What made it even worse was that the micromanaging was happening because I didn't understand at that time what was required in order to really organize a group of people to work towards a common goal, the amount of communication that was required, the amount of planning, and then on the other side of that, the amount of letting go that is required when you have a really strong vision, but you have a really talented group of people who are able to offer something, ideas, skills that you are not.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. We all fail. We all make mistakes. We all have those 999 broken bulbs before we get that one that works. And here, we talk about the broken bulbs. Today, I'm joined by Grace Skinner. Now, get this. Grace is a successful movement artist. She acts, she directs, and she helps people foster confidence through movement. I mean, it's a pretty cool job description. But Grace also learned some tough lessons when micromanaging her first web series. That's coming up after the break. Broken Bulbs is the newest podcast from Mecco Radio. And since we're new, we're still needing to grow. One of the biggest ways that you can help us do that is by leaving a review. It's simple, it's free, and you can do it right from your phone while you're listening to the podcast. You can go to ratethispodcast.com/bulbs, or use the first link in the show notes to take you straight to Podchaser. Thanks for listening, and thanks for leaving a review. Now, on to the show. Grace Skinner, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am.
Awesome. So I'm excited to have you here. We're going to start off by talking about developing a web series. How is this considered one of your failures? Would you mind laying the groundwork for us there?
So my background is in performing arts. It's what I grew up doing. I went to middle school and high school for that. And then I ended up going into a college fine art conservatory before I transferred to a program where I got a degree in theater, film, and television production. And very shortly after graduating, I had already been creating a web series based on a list of house rules that I had in the apartment that I was living in. And the group of collaborators that I had gone through my last year and a half of college with had a production company. And I pitched the idea to them, and they came on board to help me produce the web series with higher quality video and audio. And we ended up spending several months, maybe 6 months, developing episode arcs and writing and then coming together and actually filming it. The reason that I categorize this as a failure is because at the time I was 23, and I had a very specific concept of success, firstly, and secondly, what a leader looked like in terms of being the creator of something. I functioned as a director. I was also acting in it. I was producing it. And what that leadership model looked like in my head was some very aggressive micromanaging. What made it even worse was that the micromanaging was happening because I didn't understand at that time what was required in order to really organize a group of people to work towards a common goal, the amount of communication that was required, the amount of planning, and then on the other side of that, the amount of letting go that is required when you have a really strong vision, but you have a really talented group of people who all are able to offer something, ideas, skills that you are not. And that lack of work paired, meaning work on my end, actual sitting down and writing, having shot lists, all of the things that you need to have when you're creating a short film, long film, web series. These are the organizational components that are required. I didn't have any of it. And then I was micromanaging everybody because I felt insecure about my own role and my abilities and communicating the vision that I had. And resentments really festered because that sucks. That sucks to be a creative and you're in an environment where someone who is not prepared themselves is telling you what you can and cannot do. And the contributions they were all making were amazing. And I look back at it now and the product was great, but I still remember and I can see the difference in the episodes and the moments where we really did a good job as far as other voices coming in and shaping things. And I can see the places where I really fell through.
So what happened?
During the process, several people dropped out. They just said that they couldn't work with me, which at the time I remember thinking I didn't understand why. And then getting to the end and a really close collaborator and someone I considered a friend wrote me an email laying out what their experience had been with me and ended it saying that they would never work with me again.
I can't imagine that felt very nice to get that email.
It was devastating. And it's something that I've kept that email because it was so blunt and it was so direct and it was a real turning point for me as far as understanding the impact that you have on other people and that when you are willingly stepping into a leadership position, you've got to have your stuff together. Being afraid of not doing well is not the reason to not put in the work. And so I really recognized after that experience that I had a lot of work to do as far as my own maturity, my own work ethic, and also reframing my idea of success. Because I had this feeling that in order for this to be worth it, we needed to end up with a viral web series that everyone had seen. And I recognize now that that's not what it was. It was an opportunity for all of us to come together and do something that we enjoyed. And the product is, I mean, it's so fun. I watch it now and I really enjoy it. And I missed it because my idea of success wasn't lining up with what I now recognize as true success, which is not related to external factors, but it's related to the work that you put in and enjoying yourself in the process.
So you've had this experience where you've kind of been enlightened about, you know, maybe some ways that you can improve the way you do things going forward. So my question is, what have you done going forward to improve?
That experience and failing hard, face planting hard, having it be in some ways privately public in that it was within this group of people, but everybody knew what was going on. And really looking back on that with a lot of shame and embarrassment and following up in the months and years after that with rounds of apologies to all the people that had been involved and really having to do the work to not just say, hey, I'm sorry that this happened, but taking the steps then to overhaul my own mindset and behavior so that I didn't do that again. And luckily, I've had experiences since then where I've been able to produce and direct and step into a producing, directing, performing role in a way that aligns way more with my sense of integrity.
Do you think that there was maybe a better way to learn those lessons? Or do you think that this experience was something that you had to go through in order for you to learn those leadership and organizational lessons that you learned from it?
It's perhaps always ideal to have a softer landing when you're learning. I also think that there's real value in that abrupt, jarring face plant, scraping the knees, scraping up the arms, not understanding what happened, having to pick yourself up, recognizing that you walked headfirst into a wall that now, in hindsight, was coming for 200 feet. I don't know if I could have learned the lesson the same way if it had happened differently. And so that growth mindset, a mindset rooted in this idea of evolving, seeing challenging, even painful experiences as opportunities, is only possible when the shame and embarrassment of an experience like the one that I had isn't the primary lesson that's taken from the experience.
All of the interviews that I've done for this show, I see, you know, so many things, and I think, man, we could spend hours talking about this and picking all the lessons out and all the ideas and everything that we can learn. And I'm sure that, you know, like me, you probably do that sort of thing all the time with every failed experience that you have, where you think, boy, like, I can get this. Okay, don't try that again. This doesn't work. And I think that's wonderful that you were willing to come on the show today and share that with us here. Of course, I like to finish on a high note and ask everybody what that one bulb is, what that one idea is, the 1,000th try that's working for you now. So please feel free to brag a little bit. Plug everything that you can think to. What is working for you now, Grace?
I am currently in the middle of a very hard pivot, COVID related, moving more towards teaching primarily digital classes and workshops. I'm a movement artist. I'm a pole dancer. I also work with low dance trapeze and a merging of those skills with my theater background. And so the direction that I've been heading in is towards helping students of mine primarily, but it's open to anyone who's interested, develop and tell the stories that they are wanting to tell. That can happen in any medium. So the bulb that's working now that I've gone through a process of failing with creativity is that I have a very deep understanding of what's required to come into a space and be vulnerable myself so that anyone else who's wanting to develop their own voice has the space to do that without judgment. Because in order to do that, you have to be willing to fail really hard and evolve and learn. And so what I'm doing right now is offering private coaching classes, workshops for really anyone who wants to tell their story.
That's fantastic. Where can people find you with that?
Yeah, I have a website, graceskinner.com. And you can find me on Instagram at grace.skinner. If you're curious about what I do when I say pole artist and I say theater artist, what does that mean? I think that gives a very good idea of what that looks like in the real world. And then I'm also on Patreon and you can search my name, Grace Skinner.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you once again, Grace, for joining us today.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to be here, Alex. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Special thank you to Grace Skinner for joining me and being willing to talk about her failures. Be sure to check out her website to see the work she's doing and how she can help you foster confidence through movement. You'll find links to Grace's website, Instagram, and Patreon all in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is a co-production of Williams Redlich and Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host, and the music in this episode was by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.